This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with a story about Disney that has nothing to do with the incredible success of Star Wars, awesome as it was. No, today the entertainment conglomerate is in the news over its plan to sell off its stake in Fusion, the multicultural, multi-platform media company it launched with Univision a couple of years ago. The idea was to reach millennials, an idea that has so far failed to catch on. And that, oh, by the way, is not all that's not working so well at Disney these days. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Fusion is a cable network and an online news source, and it started as a way to reach young English-speaking Hispanics.
That did not work.
Porter Bibb is with MediaTek Capital Partners.
They went through several permutations, rejigging the content, and ended up just going after millennials in general.
That didn't work either.
The network is popularly known as Confusion because it really confused the viewers.
Plus, marketing a cable channel to a generation that doesn't really watch cable is hard in general. And Disney thinks it'll have better luck partnering with Vice News, where it's already invested $400 million. Dade Hayes is editor of Broadcasting and Cable Magazine.
It's so crowded out there to reach an audience that is already cutting the cord, and it's hit a variety of different companies hard.
Including other parts of Disney. As fewer people watch cable, Disney's crown jewel, ESPN, is losing millions of viewers. At the same time, ESPN has paid through the nose for sports licensing fees. Investors have been dumping Disney stock for a month. William Smead is CEO of Smead Capital Management. He says they're overreacting.
From a historical standpoint, fears like this are a wiggle.
He argues the issue here isn't Disney content, it's how to get that content to viewers who probably do want it.
Great content survives all the distribution systems. The distribution systems are the biggest risks.
Radio, TV, cable, internet, the Magic Kingdom is still standing. Also Star Wars, the movie that made $690 million in a week. Yeah, Disney made that. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.